Hello, this 5 minutes of the prophetess, the finished work of Christ, episode 75. And we're going for our primary scripture, which is 1 Corinthians 15 from 1 to 4. And it says, "Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, which also ye have received and wherein ye stand, by which also ye are saved, if you keep in memory," or you keep the focus on what I preached unto you, "unless you believed in vain." And I always pause here and say, you will not believe in vain. Say amen. "For I delivered unto you," and he said, "that which I also received." And what was it? "First of all, how that Christ died." First of all, how that Christ died. So we're looking at the finished work of Christ, and we're looking at the gospel. What the gospel says, what the word says, is the primary focus of the gospel. And according to the scripture, the primary focus is how that Christ died. First of all, this is the first of all of the gospel, how that Christ died. And so when you know how he died, you'll be able to understand all that happened, because this is the integral part. This is the root cause. This is where you have to start from. If you begin anywhere, if you don't get a grip on this, you will not understand the entire gospel. So we said that several phenomena happened when Christ died. One of it was that there was an earthquake. Number two, the sun refused to shine. And then number three is that the veil of the temple was rent into two. So Matthew 27:51 says, "And behold, the veil of the temple was rent in two." So these things are not things that happen all the time. They were strange things. So the sun will refuse to shine for 3 hours in the brightness of the day. I mean, that is from 12 to 3 p.m. That is very strange. Number two, that there will be an earthquake. It is not every day that we have earthquakes. And then number three, that the veil that separated the Holy of Holies, which was the place that only the high priest could go once in a year, and he never went there empty-handed. He went there with a basin of blood to receive pardon for the year's sins. So that veil covered the Holy of Holies and separated it from where the other priests were, which was the holy place. And then the ordinary people, where ordinary folks sat. So when the veil was torn into two, it meant that now that not only the high priest could go, everybody had access to the Holy of Holies. Because in that Holy of Holies, if the high priest went there and he had sin in him, he won't even come back. He went there with a rope tied around his waist, because that was the place where the presence of God dwelt in the temple. And yet, according to Matthew 27 verse 51, the veil of the temple was rent into two. Who tore it into two? Who tore it into two? These are thick curtains that nobody could see through. Who tore it into two? But the way it was torn will show you who did it. He said, from, that is Matthew 27:51. He said, "And behold, the veil of the temple was rent into two from top to bottom." Top to bottom. When you are tearing up your curtain that is hanging, where would you start from? Nobody will start from top. We will all start from bottom. We will all start from bottom, because that is what is humanly possible. Nobody will start from the top, because you're standing, and because of that, you will tear it from the bottom. But who tears such thick curtains from the top to the bottom? It must have been a divine being. Must have been an angel who did that job. It must have been an angel who did that job. And so God was saying, I have moved from the Holy of Holies. The Holy of Holies is no longer where I live. It's no longer my home. So Jehovah, where are you going? He says, you. He's pointing at you. He says, you are his temple now. He doesn't need to live in that temple. He would rather live in you. You are now the temple of the living God. You are now the temple of the Holy Spirit. And that is why I said, what in 1 Corinthians says, know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit? He let the Holy of Holies so that he will make you his sanctuary. Listen, if there is anything that is trying to hit you, trying to get you, trying to lock, whatever it is that wants to hit you, it is a lie. You are now where the Holy of Holies of God, where Jehovah himself lives. And in those days, even if the high priest could dare not go there but once in a year with blood, but now it's come to live in you. You are so blessed. You are a blessed person. Everything you do is blessed. Everything you touch is blessed. You are so blessed, far beyond your imagination. Bye.